Shmos of Mari. Walling by Simon Tovnun Aleph by Sef Yud. Over here we have a case of a solemn baskets that you salt meat on top of. So the question is, you have a regular piece of meat, you're salting it, and the question can you use the same solemn over here, the baskets over here, to salt meat for Pesach? So the Torah and the Rishonim have machlekes what the loch is. Same what Shmuel says, very simple. Meat is kosher. You salt it in the year, and it goes inside the bleis of basar, and you salt on Pesach, gets out the bleis of basar back inside the meat. There's no problem over here. What do you chayish for? Same what Shmuel says is mutter. At Sarasheni, the Rav Yo brought down. They want to tell that sometimes it might be not makbid what's going on over here, and therefore there might be bleis of piece of chametz full inside, and when it's inside of the salt, and they have the salt with the lechem over here, and therefore now you're doing melichah and it goes inside the kelim. So you have chometz to kelim. You want to now use chometz to kelim to go kasher your meat. A body can go do that in the case of Pesach. Therefore, you have to go kasher your slum over here. Mitzad a single of agolah of sublius. Atzad a shlishi, the way how the Taz and the Bach, they understand pshat the maril. They want to know it's very good that there's some pieces over here inside the salt that is chometz, and therefore the pieces stay here. Not mitzvah the bleis, we're worried about the mamoshes, they can't clean out well. And therefore, even a golo will not work, you need a case of lipun. That means you get these baskets, what you're going to do with machlokes among the rishonim, if you're worried about nothing, mutter, or is it mitzvah bleis, or mitzvah mamoshes. That's first the rishonim. Halacha l'maisa. Come along the mechaber, he passes in the maisa, it's mutter. It says in Mishabura, Pichodosh, very simple, Achzuke isla machzakinam, or cloud we came across numerous times, that we're not sure there's chometz here, why be chosh the chometz? Therefore, we have this psalm around Maisetz Mutter. And Tzad HaSheni, the Maisetz Amok come along and says, Toiv, Maisetz must be Choshish. And say, maybe the Bleis. And does Toiv do a case of Agolo here? Toiv, Lavosh, and that's the Pash, the Mishabura, Toiv to do a case of Agolo. The Mishabura does say, let's say you did not do Agolo, and you used it, but you have the Maisetz Mutter. Why? Because you have a Klava, a Chorin point out, from Simukho Feitzif, Yud Aleph over there, that the Gate of Melichah by Kalim goes inside a Kli, but does not come out of a Kli. So it's very good that you made a chometz stick, but how in the world, on Pesach, putting the meat on top of the kli, it's coming out of the kli. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that you have a tummy tuffle, it will not come out. A kli is always tuffle, it's not salty over here. And the devil cannot come to ask the meat over here. So even shoe a chosh, like a chila, toy to a golo, but the devil cannot answer it. Now, the Mishmur does not bring down the Taz. The Taz of the Bath that comes along and says, very nice, that those who want me to make them inside the sick of a golo, they forgot my real. How can you forget a Mariel? The fourth rule is in a case of slum, this basket cannot clean well, and therefore you have to do a case of libun, or you can use it. So come along the Chok Yaakov, the Shmuel really does address this Taz. He says, this idea that you forgot from Mariel is not true. Mariel will get a sifyut chas, and more brings it down. The more brings down loch l'maisa of the slum that the use of chomach should not go use. How are Yishu Chalak? The case that we're discussing over here is a case that's made for meat. There might be some chomach fell inside the salt if you have a bayah. The case Mariel is discussing is what's made to do melichah with things that are chometz stick. And that's the Mariel of the Maisa to be machmer. And therefore the Mishnah brings down the Chok Yaakov without addressing the Taz, and the Chok Yaakov knocked away says the idea of these baskets that do for chometz and chalami that you'll have a problem for. Therefore, the end of the day, the Mishnah left the Ramah as is. It's close to a golo. If you don't even do a golo, the Maisa is mutter. Sifyut Aleph, Sugya of Machbas in a frying pan. Now, we saw this already in Yodea, in Simukur Chabalaf, and Sevdalet, and again it's over here brought down. We'd like to put the two things together. First, the starting point, we show you how do you look at a frying pan. We know the case negate a pot, a sear, it goes in through water, you cash through water. Reiskin, agolo. A case of went through Aish, Balochid Kasha, al Deish, Kabulai Kach Baltoi. What exactly is a machbas, a frying pan? Do we look at like it just like a pot that has water inside? And then so over here, it goes to cook spaghetti inside, it goes to the water that's inside the pot. Therefore, anytime you have inside your frying pan, the same thing, you have your eggs, you have some oil over there, and there's some soy over there, it's nichel in the category like any pot. And therefore, the way how to go kasher is the act of agolo. They say, no. But in the case of a pot with water inside, there's always water there. Here, the oil, someone burns out. The reason why you're always scraping the bottom of your frying pan, things are nice and dry up over there. And therefore, it's nichel to get like al de'esh. And therefore, de'esh, you have to do a case of libun. That's the shalom among the Rishonim. The way of the Bialach, when he brings it down, he says, Roy Paiskim says like a Gedera in the case of a Golo. He brings down the Shmuel Eket, the Rishonim, the Goinim that way, the Rav Yod that way, the Beitam, the Rosh. Now the question you could ask, very simple, is, Lamaiso, if you're going to be Machmer, says the Rosh, I have two problems with this. Number one, he said it could be mach by machvas, that maybe he burns down all the lachluchas over here and stuck to the side in the case of al deish. Why dafka machvas? Every pot's that way. Every pot, you can make your food inside, it can burn out. You're left with things stuck on the side. So why do you, certain rishonim, when we machma in the case of a machvas, be machma in all pots, aleph? Bezel, my genetic question, circle, sorry, things burn out. A warn be choshe al day, the case of a ish over here. So he says the words that Mishmuel nice brings down. Lachluchas a mashko yesh betavshel. There's always lachluchas inside your tavshel. Always some liquid there. What does it mean there's always liquid there? So the two ways to explain what exactly that means, either the Graz explains that every time you cook something, even though let's say you have this frying pan and things might have boiled out, but still since the food, since the things on the side that are crispy on the side, true it's burnt, but get more and more burnt. There's always higher levels. People like eating the burnt areas, the chill that's burnt, the thing that's burnt, they like eating it. Now if it's really charcoal burnt, fully burnt over here, no one will eat it. Don't eat charcoal. Don't eat something that's not really like lachlal. Elamai, the different levels. So the little lachluchas that's over here is still even on the side. Still here. Nothing fully disappears in what's over here. That's aleph. Another way of explaining it, where the chaznish says it's over, he says that true on the side might be burnt. But since in the middle of the pot, there's water there, there's still liquid over there. Therefore, it's mekusher in the whole entire thing. And therefore, the pot is still being cooked with the water over here. The two ways to understand that you said there's lachlukas over here. Either in the burnt area there's still lachlukas, but right, people still eat it, it has some taste to it. Or you say, no, there can be no lachlukas in the burnt area, but since there's lachlukas in the pot, the whole pot being affected is mekusher with this liquid over here.
According to the first one, how do you ever have to sleep? Every food always has a little bit of lachlukas in it. It's the same idea as from the
rail. So we'll get to maybe answer that question. But so we have these Rishonim, and therefore again you look among the Rishonim, we really go this way, the Ben Yeruchim and the Mordechai and the Goyes Maimonides, okay, and all this come along the loch, it's like a Kedero. At Sadashani, the Rav Yoh wrote down the Torah, says the Ben Yoh's father disagreed. The case of Libon. And therefore the Rashba says, Alochas, you need a Libon, because it's like it burnt out, we choshed that concept over here, and therefore once it burnt out, it went through a case of Eish. So the Olam calls Machlokes Rosh versus the Rashba. The Rosh Maisa holds the Loch Lamaisa's Nichol Ged of Gedero, the Kashmir of Machva as a frying pan is Agolo. At Tarashani, the Rosh Maisa says, let's be Choshish, and therefore we have to cash into the case of Liban over here. Now, the Archa Shulchan addresses the Rosh's first problem. The Rosh says, if he wants to be Machva by Machva, let's be Machva by Gedero also. Every pan, let's be Machva. The Archa Shulchan says, the case of a frying pan is very common. A pot is a Bemikro. Doesn't happen that way. Once in a while it might happen. But it's not the common case. A little more than Rav Tashmisha. We'll get to maybe that concept to different cases. Without the concept. Well, yeah, without it. It's more of a miyot to miyot. Not choshev without such concepts. But the Genaval is not really Rav Tashmisha. Rav Tashmisha, the way you use it, not supposed to use it the way. The Genaval has to find Rav Tashmisha. So Kamal Dar Choshul says, even those will be machmen, only be machmen and machbas, because that's how it's used. It burns out all the time. Everyone knows you always have to have a frying pan to worry about, unless you have a non-stick area. Masha Enke in a pot, that's not what happened. It's a mikrobal, well, therefore you have to worry about a pot. Halacha Maaseh, how do we pass getting to machbas? You have to divide it into three categories. What's the halacha negeir to Pesach? What's the halacha negeir to Shari Surim? What's the halacha negeir to a Basar? You want to cash to Cholov and vice versa. Now come on, there'll be three separate halachas over here. First, negate to Pesach, how do we paskin? Come on, the mechab over here, and he brings down blush and stam. The loch is a case of akalot. Like, right, place come over here. Now, there is a yesh omim over here in the mechaber. I'm not sure who the yesh omim is. In the Shulchan Aruch, the yesh omim is the mechaber himself speaking. In the mishpah over here, the yesh omim is over here, the Ramah speaking. So I'm not sure why in the world the Shulchan Aruch, the mishpah, switch who the yesh omim exactly is. But actually, it would not make a difference in the das of the mechaber, because either stam yesh omim, loch is stam. Or he passed away, but I know in your day, he writes for Pesach, and Allah is a Golo. Black white, he passed a Golo. And therefore, there are those who pass this way, the Chok Yaakov writes, that's the Minig over here, the Sivir says that's the Minig, the grass is the Minig, is Allah is a Golo. That's 1 mile of Chok. Atzad Hashani, come along the others, come along and say, let's be Chosh for the Raj Bashito. Allah is Libun, therefore the Bichodosh, and the Rechaim Kodosh, and the Rogan the Chok was Odom, we're trying to be Allah is Roy Paiskim, say, in the Libun Gomer. Roy Paskin, that's Chokhmah Zodim says. Mishul Maisei brings down the Chokhmah Zodim, the fact upon it, that's not true, it's not Roy Rishonim, Roy Paskin. Roy Paskin, not this way. And therefore, the way the Mok comes out, he says, Alokh is Lechat Chila Libun, The klal in the Ramah is any time it's lachachil is the chumah leave mekal meisis enough. Therefore, the Ramah said the loch is leave mekal. Therefore, the Vosh went this way, and therefore the Chotshon and Biyashu they come along the loch is leave mekal. I mean, first of all, loch lemeisah a paskin. Those who paskin hagola mechaber. Those who paskin leave gomer chokh masadom. Those who paskin the Ramah says the loch is toiv to do the case of hagol leibon. Therefore, the loch is leave mekal. Leave mekal.
Three options.
The Maisa wants to leave Mishmur and leave Mekal, that's how the Miklas farm go. And once that's Yisoyi, Mishmur and Zoth, or Shulchan and Zoth, the Klal that we know in Sif Dalet, anything that's Lechatchilo do leave Mekal, what's the Loch B'dievet? Hagolo. B'dievet, the Loch is Hagolo, because the Chum Ba'almo, the Loch is Hagolo. So come that negate to Machvis and Pesach, what to go do? The Loch is Mishibur, the Chol Pachos goes, the Loch is Leben, which Leben, Leben Kal, that Kash and Nisuf al Tzad Hasheni, B'dievet, the Loch is the case of Hagolo. Now that's the gate to Pesach. What's the svar to be more mekel in Pesach versus Shari Surim? Why is the mechaber going to be mechal one versus the other? So we already saw the Taz Simkuch of Aleph being down in the Shach in the first Malach. So it's very simple. The idea of the gate to Pesach, there was a site of Heterbolo. Veknumus Achoinim, Pimgodim, Eli Shabbos, Prichodosh. How do we pass Gemari Chometz? It's a Heterbolo and Sirabolo. Lochin Sif Talit, the mechaber and the Ramo, both Kaskin. So there's a kasha. How in the world Taz and Shach saying the words Yisirubala? It's not true. It's very nice words. Machlok Shishanim. We paskin Yisirubala. And it's saying Pshat in the Mechaber. So the end of Tzorachim. Oh, so that's the teres. But that's the kasha. It's in Tzorachim. So whether I'm going to explain the Chor Pshat and Taz and Shach, or you can say the Omahalach, they mean the idea of Tziruf. That means the way the Chok Yaakov and the Goyim we said over here, the Graz and others speak it out very clearly, that we know Machbas Machlokis again, Rosh and Rashba. We know the idea of Chometz is Machlokis of Yisrubal and Terabala. So you have a sex figure. Maybe, first of all, Machbas Lakidayo Agolo. Even the Tzad, maybe it's Nechol Legeda of the case of Shari Sum, case of Isser of Libon, but Maisav is a Terabala or Terabala. Anyway, the Loch is Agolo. So they're making it Siruf. L'chore, even though the Isser Kash and Taz and Shach, and if you really go back in your day over there, it's very soft with me. They don't say the word Siruf. I always explained it over there, the word Siruf, because you guys did not know what's going on over there, so I fooled you. But over there, if you just read the words, it just says, why is the Mocha a terrible? They're going to bomb Kasha. It's not a terrible. Very good Kasha. But the terrorist is going to answer is why this side, they're going to point out, you get a Siruf. Chok Yaakov said, that's very simple, Terrence. It means a terrible, once you know the Sugyo Machlokes, what the Loch is by Pesach, and Machlokes by Machbas, once you have a Siruf by Machbas, the Rosh Shita, together with the concept, might be a terrible, the Maestro of Michael. Because over there, they're not learning the circuit in Israel. So that's one mouth to understand why to be more mekel. The second mouth, come on the Shach. Bring it down from Nachum Azayu. Marami Pano. Now, the way the Kiveg explains, you look up the tshuva inside, his chilek is, depends what the mtsoi is, what the medium is you're using. The get to Pesach, cooking your spaghetti, chomet stick, what's the mtsoi water? Water is heter. Shemen is heter. These things are heter. Once them tzoy is heter, it's a seder. Masha Eken, you buy a kli from a goy, usually what are they using? Treif oils, treif. Using, let's say, dam, using chela. Things are treif. Them tzoy is treif. So they get to what to put it under what category. So if them tzoy is heter, that's the case of a golo. If them tzoy is iser, is dam, is chela over here, then what's the idea of a golo? A golo is when you have cooking, water is cooking something else. Here the pot's cooking them tzoy, it's cooking the iser itself, cooking the chelev itself, the treif shuman itself. That, these halachas libon. Depends on what them tzoy is. Therefore, negate to shari shuman, you buy klif magoi, the mechal be machmer. Mashenki negate to pesach them tzoy is heter, therefore nechla suki bagolo. That's the sport of mechal. There are two ways of mechal, pesach versus shari shuman. Either you have the idea it's here by terebolo, or the idea of marami pano, the idea that tzoy is heter versus by pesach, for sure, I assume the Mtsoi is a case of Isser. Therefore, it leads to what's a loch l'maisa by Shari Sir. We have a Shiloh. The way we have the Mechaba Paskin, we don't have these two coolers over here. Therefore, Maisa writes black and white, Kuchav Halav, Sevdal and Yerodeo, the loch is Liban. Hashim means a case of Liban Gomer. That's the Musa Achoinim Goy. Achoinim Go. Even the Chacham Zonim said, if it's Hefsim Ruba, any of a bunch of Tzirufim, maybe then he can be Mekel. In the case of, fine. Otherwise, the loch is, we're going to be machmer, leave gomer. Just to point out a couple of things in this tzati machmer. The case of Shulchan Aruch to be machmer, shari surim, is a case where you're buying from a goy. What happens numerous times in a person's house is that you can trafe up, let's say, your machvas, but you know you used oil, and you know it did not burn out. You know it did not burn out. And you know you used oil in that case. So if you go to the side of the whole machlokes Rosh versus Rosh, hopefully there's no machlokes. I mean, the whole machlokes is pashas when you go buy a thief from a guy. What to go do with it? What's the case over here? So in that situation, they want to say, I'll bring you a raya. They want to say, I'll bring you a raya from Clay Midian. They want to say, in that case, machlokes, what to go do? Well, it's a one-time thing. And people in our houses, we trade up things once, a one-time thing. And you know you used oil. A piece of our shabai, everyone should say, I call the mice is enough. That's Aleph.
And then you're on a straight
machlas
with nothing inside.
And again, we're not talking about when you. I know you used oil. I know you used oil. That situation, before everyone's agreed, the machlas. You would not have to come out to Liman Kal, want to come out to Liman Gomer, and look this, Kate of Agolo. Side the Rosh and side the Rashbos. Should agree in that situation. That's Aleph. The second thing, the Yisra Berkowitz's case, they gave to a guy who had a frying pan that was not Benyayim, that was flesh chicks in the school, that was milchix, that was not Benyayim, and fried onions on top, and he mixed it together. So they said, well, Malachal Maisa, what to go do? He said, by Machvas to Machlaikis, the whole idea of onions to make it to Ben Yaimoy, and onions are Harif, you know, Ben Yechiel says to make Harif is not Lavdavko, with Sata Shito, and to make the idea of any Ben Yaimoy to Ben Yaimoy, you know, Ben Yechiel says, who says by the case of onions? So here we have Ke'in the Tzir for the base mayor with the Rash by the Rosh. Mice also to make all Maisa no. A very important, right, Tzir, yeah. Again, a very important concept that happens in people's houses.
Terrible now, just stop adding on shoes.
We're adding on machlokes Rosh with the Rashi.
It becomes terrible because we're not sure if it's any binyan. Because
if it's any binyan, it'll be water.
We're stopping adding on.
No. It's any binyan is water because any binyan is terrible, right?
Terrible.
Void. The Ramosh and he brings down. He wants to say a massive chiddush over here. No, tumul over here of how to kasher a machlas. The Rash by the Rosh, he wants to tell you that only could they kasher Ben Yoyim things. Today, the homely could not kasher things at Ben Yoyim, it's only any Ben Yoyim. So, Chumah, the Rabban over here, once I had a Lachla Maisa, can make it anyway on Hagol, not to take on the Chumah over here of the Ramah of Toyb to do a case of Levin Kal. See, massive Kiddush, that's the steam of Sapaiskim. But again, to be practical, to get to us, the Chur, usually we have these three, all three of them, usually we have. We have it's any Ben Yoyim. Usually you're talking about both of them, any Ben Yoyim is over here. You have a Moshe's Svar, we usually come with Harif over here, and right, it's only a one time thing. Usually, have Shemin over here, but each reason by itself could be enough to do a Golok. So, we have all three. That's why numerous times, Rav telling you by a frying pan, a Golok is Beseder. You're like, the Shulchan Aruch says, what are you talking about? So, a Golok is Beseder for these reasons.
So, Moshe's even when you made a trip as a Ben Yamin?
Yeah, because he said, we don't cash the things in a Ben Yamin.
So, maybe wait
24
hours, then
you do.
And that's what
we will myself? I said, it's a massive Chiddush against the Sibus Abayaskim. But I said, all three, certainly, like, each one by itself can't stand by itself. That's why, again, people get bothered, you know, Rav's being made on the frying pan, which, again, depends where Rav's coming from. But some of forget the other way. But that's the reason why to make it, because you have to analyze the sugya you're coming from. You have to realize machlekes, the whole starting point is machlekes, and the chumah is built upon chumah. So the maisa, hanachla misol. Now, this is the case over here to kasher from the Shari Yisurim. What about the kasher from the case of Balser to the case of Cholav or vice versa? That means Kimel Meshach and Kuf Chavalov said, what's nafkamino between Rabbi Nachman Zayo and the Malach Terebala? He says, let's say a person, he boiled milk inside, and now he wants to kasher to fleishiks. In that situation, it will be nafkamino. They point out two things over there from that Shach. Number one, the Degma Vova points out, how can we kasher milk to fleishiks? We have a meaning. The Magavram brings down Simon Tovkov test. We will not kasher milk to fleishiks. How can we say that? Elamai immediately Meshach and Chak. It means Mi'ikadin, but the Archa Shulchan over there says, it's a ride that we mentioned, he holds no such minig. Shulchan writes a couple of times, no such minig. The Locha, you kick out milk to the Fleishik, they bring a ride, the Shach. The Gavav said, no, that's not so, it means Mi'ikadin, or cases where you got Pirusha, or you bought it, or Pesach, or it's you from you have to retire to the Shach. Another point, come along, Kivayka on the Shach, it says, what are you saying over here, the Kash of milk to the Fleishik? Now, Kamil B, that according to Mahalach, the Mtsoy is Isser, Kun Rami Pano. You have to do a case of lipun over here, from chol, because there's milk over here. The basar, it's a sukkah of a terrible. We know the one end of Avodah Zarah says, and the kachim went inside a kli, it went in behetah, you want to make it nicer 2 days later. The lach is once it went in terrible, even though when I age, I'll go to the mice is enough. Mice are terrible. And again, if you want a simple tovkov test, over there, when you want to be kasher, this baking sheet over there, that you want to put your pashtido, and then you want to put palatin afterwards, the pashtida with the milk, and then the pashtida with the meat inside, and the plat with the milk afterwards. Come along with all the nice kelim over there, the taz, the magavram, the going over there in the Mishmur, they said the reason why you can go one to another with the case of only Liban Kalim, because it's an idea of a terabola. The right's a terabola. That means we're boss of the Chalav, we pass the Nagib Bichot, the Chalav get of a terabola. So there's 2 points they point out, but factoring upon the Shach. It comes out, what will the halacha be? They get the kasha from Bosa to Cholov. What's the halacha's terabola? And if it's enough, the case of a Cholov against a Machvas. That means it comes out, at the end of the day, had a kasha Machvas, we have three cases over here. Number one, they get to Bosa Pesach, the halacha is to do Liban Kal. Liban Kal, it's a Chum Liban Kal. They get to Shari Surim, the halacha is Liban Chomer. They get to Bosa Machal, the halacha is a Cholov. From Bosa to Cholov. Now, we also mentioned last time, you have Bosser and Balea Cholov within 24 hours, the same Kli, Shreif, also Nichlasu Gimitei Bala, also Halacha is only a case of Alkal. That means we have three different, Tommy has discussed Machbas, have three different Halachas. After 24 hours, when it's not Nishtam of Gam, when it is Nishtam of Gam.
Then there's the grants even within
24
hours.
Fine, we go the Pasha the Paiskim. The Halacha is that after 24 hours, the Halacha is, it's a Nishtam of Gam or Tei Bala. If you want a Kasha, the Kasha. How? To a case of a call by your Machbas. By
Machbas,
for you, no.
No. For your father.
My father. Depends if my mother knows about it or not. Now, that's how you pass the Machbas. Now, to go back to Menachem Azariah, this Marami panel, he has the Yisoid of the question, do we pass like it? Again, his Yisoid is, if the Mtsoi is Isser, the case you have to kasha through a case of Liban. The Mtsoi is Isser, you have a case of Dam, a case of Chelov, something trait, you have to kasha through a case of Liban. Do we pass like this, Menachem Azariah? We'll get to Nafka Minas what that means. That means besides the Sugya Machbas, Stam, you have a pot over here, a pot, don't go Machbas, you have a pot over here that's cooking Dam. A pot is cooking Yayin Nesach, a pot that's cooking any case over here that's just the Mtsoi itself is Isser. What's the loch in that case? So again, Menachem Azariah says, the Pashas, you have two cases of Liban over here. The Chodesh brings down the Shai Tshuva, but also brings down, says we have to pass like this. The Chushukhan by us, in your day, Kamal says you have to be Machmer from Nachmer Zayo. This concept you have to be Machmer. Kamal with Chaznish, and he says, I'll bring you right out of the way, because by the Sugya Machvas, Kamal with Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba, and everyone discussing, over here, it burns out, doesn't burn out. What happened to the Sugya Machvas? Not one of the Rishon brings down this concept, and his words are, Kol and Rishonim are against from Nachmer Zayo. No one says it. Ink is it. Not here. Not put it down.
Pure Isser.
Pure Isser, but my active Bishol. You're cooking down. So, Kublai Kapalti, you catch the Agolo. So, you say, yeah, he wants shopping it down. He says, it's very nice shopping it down. It's a nice Shekhar Torah. But by Machlas, there is 20 Rishonim, and no one, everyone gets involved. Burned out, not burned out. What happened to Sigim Amtsoi? So, what he wants to answer? He wants to answer Shari Sun versus Pesach. That's the Tzaretz. That's where Nachman Zayat comes to the Chalik. So let some Risha come along and say this. They're all discussing frying pans. Nobody says this. Nobody. Not one Risha. Chadnish says not one Risha. I didn't see all the Risha, I'm not sure. But he said, Chol Risha, no one says it. Nobody. Says the Seamus, I'll bring a Chlorion. Doesn't seem I'll bring a Chlorion. The part of the Torah by Clay Midian. What's a Locha? Torah says, it went through water, Reiskin, Kash through a Golo. Maybe them tell you it's treif. That treif, that's oils. What's going on there? Chosh for them tell you it's treif. Elamai, the Torah says no problem. The Torah says they'll receive it. They'll be a chlorayo. Torah, yesh min lismoich. Fine. So we have all the rishonim and we have the Torah. Fine. That's the question. What to go do over here? Now, so we have numis achon went like Nachman Azariah. We have the Chanish says all the rishonim and we have the Siva says another way. Now there is a third malach over here. In between Malach, there's a Pim Gonim, and there's a Chassam Sofer brought down Pesach Tshuva the Eidem Asur on Yerdaya. He comes along and wants a Mechalek, depends on what the Pula you're doing over here. And this will answer to his question. If the Pula that you're doing over here is an active Bishul, even if them tell you also, you have a pot full of Dam, but you're cooking Bishul. In that situation, Avada, way Kashu through a case of a Golo. However, you're doing an active Tikkun frying. So you're not doing an active bishul, then it depends on what the Mtsoi is. And he explains why. If you're doing an active bishul, so the idea is, how to kasher, kablai kapaltoi. You went into the bishul, you kasher the bishul, which is hagolo. Very simple. Mashenkin by tigun, of course, you kasher the case of eish, but it says it depends. If the Mtsoi is heter, So also kableya, not kableya kapolta, kableya adem tsoi, kapolta adem tsoi. If the tsoi is heter. So he comes along and says, Pshat Nachum Azayah will answer the case of Klei Midian, the case of the Torah. Well, answer this on the Mishkashas, the Mishnah by Machlas, will answer those things. But they want to come along, it depends on what you're doing over here. That means. No, maybe we'll answer the Machlas, we'll answer the same. But it comes along with Machal, that depends. You're doing an act of Bishal of Vadin Alokh Zagolok, that's true. But the act of Tigan depends on what the Mishnah over here is. That means they get to the Sugim Nachum Azayah, how do we pass it? Come out the really three different mahalchim what to go do. Either you pass the Menachem Azayah, the Mitzvah is always ulcered. What? No, no, claiming the seer, the pot of the Chlami is, of course, you catch the goal. So come out the gate of Menachem Azayah, the three mahalchim, either you go like the Shach, goes, pass like him all cases, and so he's also always the leaver. You go like Chaz Nish, the seer said we never pass like him. We go like them, the Mil Mahalach over here, the Chlam Tzayk, the Prim Gondom. Depends by ticking what the case of Tzoy is, Mash Engin the case of Bishul. Aloch L'maise, come along with Shlom Zalman, he says, let's think about it. He has a shuva about it. He says, if you have a pack of milk, fine, it's a terrible law. You put inside your spoon that's Ben Yom of Fleishiks, so give Chanan over here, so L'chor, the pot over here should be a case of Libun. L'ch Shema Zalman gives that. He said, he's been a row for numerous years. He never heard anyone say, you put a Fleishik of Ben Yom, a spoon inside your milk, you have to go do a case of Libun to your pot. He said, I'll peace for you. And he brings out the Sivis. The Sivis, my says, no such thing. But he goes on further. It's better than the Sivis. However, the Chai Chuba else, and the Pesach Chuba brings out, and the Dak Chuba brings Dumas Rice in that way. They do pass this way. End of Tzarachim. So the Ulm does not seem to worry about it. End of Tzarachim, what to go do? Yes, yeah. That, he's not bringing down the Samsung. He just went down the two mile from over here. The Samsung is a Kiddush in the words of Maripano. Still not the words. He himself points out. He writes. Stop saying here. I'll bring Raya Brewers. This is a pshat. They can't read the words on the side that way. So right, he said, I'll bring Raya's in the clothing, but the words. Just read the words on the side that. So my salach. At the end of the day, it's not that clear exactly how to go paskin. Menachem Azayah. Do we paskin that way? Again, when the Mitzvah is us or not, again, the Moin Am, Shlomo Zalman points out, does not seem to pass this way. Agam, he questions why. Numerous paskin seem to be choshish for the Menachem Azayah. Again, the nachkamin to our houses, we're not usually discussing Yisr, is again, in Shlomo Zalman's case, you have, let's say, you have a pot of milk, we put in a Ben Yom Fleishik spoon, which again is not too common because who puts in a Ben Yom Fleishik spoon. That's the little chorobi the nachkamin to get to us.
It's
one of the concepts you can about with.
So you could, now, so you could kasher a
deep. No. Because what's the material made out of? I saw a deep fry last past Pesach.
No,
there's rubber on around it.
Oh, yeah.
On the top sides. That's I saw. A guy brought me to a kitchen last Pesach.
So maybe what? So you can't cash that part?
Rubber? You cash it rubber in your house? Plastic?
Of course.
Shlomo Zalman says no.
That's the problem.
No, I don't know. I'm just throwing out one idea. I mean, you threw an idea, concept at me, which I have no idea what the Metzias is, so I'm just throwing an idea back at you. Fine. Now, build upon the sugya of Machlas. Again, the whole Machlas is... No, he meant in a hotel, he's telling me. Now, negate to Machlas, the idea of Machlas, Rash, Ben Rosh, the side over here is that we're afraid to get burnt out or not. The Rosh says we're not worried about that, and the Rash is. Take it a step further now. Let's say we know there is no oil there. Either because we have these Teflon frying pans that's coated with the irid to be non-stick, and therefore you don't put any oil there. Or in the case that you put a spray there, or put some Pam there, even when it is a regular frying pan, but you do not put any oil over there. Is that nichel in the Machlokes Rashi ben Rosh? Kamal is from his Manenu, where they bring down a Dayan Fisher, or a Vosner, or other swarming down. That's about it. The whole Machlokes exactly is when this starts off with liquid. When there's a little bit of liquid, or no liquid, that's in that case, really no liquid, then everything agrees your frying pan and you leave one. That means by your frying pan that's Teflon, my shoyu, I had a problem with Teflon, frying pan, I went to every room, he told me you gotta throw it out. You have no head over here of these concepts of the tire. But my sir, it went straight inside. Now, what is it? Fine, put it like again. You put nothing. I'm very clear. When you put nothing there, I'm saying nothing there. Now, what is the shear? What is the shear? That means the Bishmu himself, Sukkon Chav Zayin, points out every tzli has shemen. Bishmu really is a question. Every tzli has shemen. So he says there's only no retivas ma'at. His words are there's no real retivas over there. Now, what is that shear? The way they bring down the graz, his words are recheshes. Either it means moving and floating. That means if it takes some oil and you turn it, it goes back and forth. I mean, Pam will not do that, will not move. Right? So you put some, it'll just spray sticks there. Pam won't move. Right? So either the shear is recheshes, that's where the grass is forming down, or the word that Kavachim says, Tevech amnas latfiach. We're staying involved with exactly what Pam is, I'm not sure. But the shears are cheshes, so that's in that category over here. And therefore, that reason, the get to your frying pan, if you are using it in a situation where there is no oil on it, then again, we'll have the chumafakert. Won't have the not that or the rash for the rush. The paiskim will come on to the sugyo of mamish lipin and went through the case of Eish over here.
As a shiva, you said before, the food in the frying pan always has a little bit of rocks in the food.
When it starts off that way. It's mekushin. One is mekushin together, and plus on the sides it's a little bit. But I think there's a whole matzav is there that way.
So you can also put it, if I do a spray some pan, but I'm buying my third piece of food, it's gone already. There's nothing left.
Pam will, again, I think Pam is no head. The way the article he brings down, words are oil spray. Oil spray says definitely get a Teflon and no header. Brings down oil spray is no header. What? Again, if a terrible need a gullah, but if not terrible need a rekaliban.
This wasn't just by Pesach.
No, anything. If it's Ben Yomai, it's a Sura Bala, it'll be the same thing. Now, once we have this concept, that we're saying over here, there are certain, again, we're saying there's a machvas and there's a pot. Let's say there are certain pots that the derech is to use it like a machvas, that it burns out. The certain pots, the derech is, the please miyuchud, the case that you burn out in that situation. So, come on, the Pimgon is called, what happens if it burns out by pot? What's the law in that case? These people go up to the Tzorachi and the Kavachayim says, can we make it? Because he wants to misarif the idea of the Chabashita anyway, the Pesach is going after a Tashmishoy with a Terabala. But come on the Svarim, when the Gershon side brings down, he has a couple of cases. One case he says, let's say a pot's made for cooking rice. The way rice is, you start with the water, it's made to the water to burn out, you're left with this rice. That's how the pot is made, to be left with no water there. So what's that situation in that case? So being down the Chutshani, the Biyashu says, in that case, it's back to Machbas, and therefore should be the case of the Ramah, a Levin Kal. Should be the Chulun Alokho doing a case of Levin Kal.
The Chulun is in the food, though.
That's right, so that's what's Levin Kal. I mean, we have Machlokes Rajman Rosh, according to the Rosh, you're right. According to the Rajbo, it's the Chulun Geda of Levin, so we're Toyd Lachmar and Lachatkhila to a case of Levin Kal. That's Ramah, Ramah. In other cases, cause not no, not to really discuss what they mean practically, they say a pot made for kugels. I guess it could be the shaman kugels. There's a pot made for that. Again, it sounds like the start of the oil, the way they bring it down, and they end off. It's just there, and a lot of times it sticks to the side. So again, they bring down from Shlomo Zalman, from Yashiv and Chodshani, same idea. It's nichel in this tumul of machvas, and even though it's a pot, still the lock should be case to leave in Kal. The gate to a chulim pot. Oh, so that's how you see this from the Yashu went one way, Chutshani went another way. It could be as, what's the chilik of a chulim pot versus these two cases? I think there's a chilik. A gam chulim pot, all this from bring down, what happens in Shabbos when it burns out, and in water, everyone's discussing chulim, you do it, it burns out, if you don't, take care of it. Especially without crack pots, a regular thing on the fire. And therefore, it is a common thing to burn out by a chulim pot. Atzad HaSheni, it's not made to be that way. See, rice is made to be that way for the water to go out. Yishami is made that the oil comes out, you left the kugel. Over here, but the chulim pot, you don't want to try not to. It's not made that way. So the question is, is the pot, or is it clean miyuchel like a machlas?
Why are you looking at it differently? At the end of the day, it's the same kugel.
I know. Again, all pots, they burn out, the Orch Shulim are not fresh for that. No, the question is, where do you put a chulim?
What happened to that? What sticks to the bottom?
This is happening every week.
If you ask me, I will agree with you. Biyashu said that get is leaving kal. He says that get the deer should bring you down, leave a kal. Maisa Chodeshani, the only reason why I'm thinking why he's saying that way is because it's not made for that. In fact, in the case of a pot, pots were not made for. Maybe. Yishlani. Why want to say it's definitely get of a pot that's sick as a gullah. Now, once we have this Yisrael over here, step further now, we buy these new pots. These new kelim over here. Now, there are three different types of new kelim you can buy. You can either buy a brand new pot that has, they take some mishcha oil and they smear it and burn it on, and now it's very shiny, looks very nice. That's why if you go to Meir Sha'arim, they don't put it on. The pots look very dull and not as nice. They don't put on this mishkan, the special smearing on top of it. So you can buy these new pots. You can buy aluminum pans that also put on the mishkan on top. And you can buy these bechers that they put something on top. We did a case in this farm discussing
Teflon.
Not Teflon. Question we didn't get Teflon. This farm discussing three pots. Do we have to cash when you buy them new? Brand new. A brand new pot. You go to the store, you buy it, you have to cash your pot or the lumen pans or any bechers that you buy. Not your leichter, as discussing last week. Your bechers, you have to cash a brand new bechel that you bought. When they put some shmir something on, with chosh the tray, you have to go cash it. Those are three. Now, once you have to cash it, the question I'm going to be asked to give Sifid Aleph, how to cash it. Then say over here, is this the goes Nachum Azariah or not? How to pass me? That means the question discussing it over here for is once you have to cash it, how to go cash it. So first, when you buy a brand new pot, do you have to cash it? So, Kinyan Torah Balacha, Rav Horowitz has a tshuva about, he says, Chas v'Shalom say, not, avad you have to. Avad you have to. You have to chosh the treif over here. And therefore it's brought down, Dain Fisher, Yivin Yalik Zav and Yisol, Avada, the Ashtim is down that way, and Avoser, and the Chodeshani, and the Rishtobuch, the Pitzke Tshuva is over here, it says, Avada, it's been a Klai Yisol, everyone does that. You do it, that's the meaning. No, you can cool them. We always cash all our new pots. All our. How to cash? We'll get to it. Again, we have to cash it. Again, every pot, every lumen pan, every becher that you buy, everyone knows. That's the minute over here.
Becher?
Yeah, because they put something on. They put something on.
Use it for cold.
It's trafe clear over here. Put whiskey inside. The guy like you puts the whiskey with short.
No, you
don't.
There are some people who do. Since they have 6 minutes, get the players coming out. Okay, do what everyone does that. Now, as I see the faces around here over here, probably the first time the Americans ever heard that was right now. That you cash all pots that you buy new. I mentioned last week also. Fine. Now, this idea that Zeminig Lemaisa, but Moshe, you do it myself, not the way you don't have to go cash it. Interesting, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about this in Chelek Dalet. He's the head of the dots, and he's talking about lumen pans over there. He says, the Maisa, it goes to a bunch of swords, the Maisa, we don't kasher it. So, Nasha Klein, he writes about what it says in Shuva, Mishnah Lopez, he says, but you go take out the madrich of the badats, says you buy brand new lumen pans, about if kasher, it must be used chaser, nine ways. Now, anyone knows what goes on in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that nine ways, head of the dots passing one way, no way with madrich of Maisa Paskins. But the Maisa, the hidden Shuva, he passing the Seder, no problem. Madrich Maisa and badat says you have to kasher all lumen pans. So the yes, the mice says no problem. Maybe Oymen Eitzel says no problem. Lasher Klein in Barapak says no problem. Rabelski says no issue. El Yitzchak in Chasoshu. They come along and say there's no issue. So we have two sides. We have to get to both sides of error. The first, the Sati Machma is very simple. The thing they're smearing on could be treif, and therefore how in the world use a pot that's treif?
What are they
going on? They're putting on these oils and fats to make give it a shine, look nice. Or the lumens, they have a buy of treif. No shkoch there. Do you check out the? Do you know what goes on over there? Would you eat something no shkoch? So how do you use a pot with no shkoch? Same question. Right. Same question. Oh, we'll get to. Maisa on the tzad to be machmer. How exactly to go kasher it? So the svarvei is, let's say you want tiny them tzay is iser. So go to libon to your lumen pan or to your becher. See what happens. Right, becher. See what happens. Right. Right. See? Won't exactly work. So what's the options over here? So the Chaznish, when he discusses the true, this is where this brings down Menachem Azariah. Chaznish says, what goes Menachem Azariah? We have all these new paths. People want time to buy of it. It's hard to go cashing it. We had to go cashing. He says, all the Rishayim do not pass like Menachem Azariah. And that's why I call the Mises enough. That means the Chaznish was not discussing only how it's like discussing those who tiny with a buyout the new paths, how to kasher. He said, we don't go to Menachem Azariah and Loch HaZagolah. Look at that Golovir. Now, that's what he brings down in the Chaznish and Sefer. In the time of the Kuh, at the end.
Chaznish says you do have to kasher. The question.
No, no, don't say you do have to kasher. Being very careful. On the side that you have to kasher, he does not say you do. People like bring down that he said he does. And Sefer does not say you have to. And Sefer says on the side that you have to, this is how to go kasher. You do have Golovir. It's enough. Why am I not Paschal Menachem Azariah? And then the same time the call, it brings down the Maisa, he didn't want to Mashamish and be Semich upon this Indian of Mugagolo, and therefore he wanted Semich upon it. He wanted to buy these Kalim where the Bayam had this shine on top of it. They bypass it, no shine on top of it. I mean, there is a reason why they're selling these parts with no shine in Meir Sha'arim, because they don't want to be Semich to go get some Menachem Azariah. So again, even though Seifi says no problem, L'maisi himself was brought down in the later years, he was makbar not to kasher this way. L'maisi had a good kasher, this is a tree has a true that he l'maisi, he said agolo, and the vozan, the chodeshani, and the rafdromov, they come to be makbar, and they say that love in the case of agolo. That's aleph. On the Satya Machmer.
Why agolo, and what's cheshbon? Because it's not shaykh liba?
Not because not shaykh, is because we don't, what act they're doing over here. Again, if Nachmazai them to sell you his Isser, but here, Bessem, they're putting it on, they're definitely getting it, they want to say, Kain Agolo over here. It's a liquid. A liquid is a concept of Agolo, they want to say. They're putting on. What?
How do they get it on?
They're burning it on, it's a liquid.
Only a little bit.
They're saying, well, not saying
something,
they're saying
liquid.
No, it's when you, either that or.
Arguing about that.
Not yet.
Yeah, not arguing about that.
Straight up, that's it. Kaddish says we don't go back to
Tayyip. The thing itself is.
That's food, that's meat, the meat. With Pam, the meat's going in the mamosh, it's gush, gush, and other gush. But the problem over there with the pan again, is the meat is a solid. Here, what's going in is the liquid going in. The kasha liquid through our galo. The oil. That's the nachminim that the shach is saying. The nachmazayah and the first malach. He's saying by liquid. He's saying by milk. Milk. He said milk going inside. The shach said milk going inside, right? He said cooking a pot of milk. He said that's the liquid, liquid going inside.
So it's a by, let's say, by a shvod, it's an express on it. It's not going to be liquid, it's going to be an agala.
No, spray again doesn't count.
Something sprays on it.
No, but here the only so again the only thing they're smearing on is a liquid. There's no other gush there.
So that's it. It's just tell me yes or no about shpud. If you just get a tray of liquid, it hits the shpud. Will it be a
dinner liquid or a dinner agala? Liquid. Agala. Fine. That's number one. How to go kasher with agala. Number two, if you want to kasher, you have to take off the handles. You got the brand new pots.
Why does it have to go? It's like
no, it's still there after you do it. No, the blias is
taking
out.
It's not the mashes of like.
It affects the pot. How it affects the pot, but the blias are coming out. The kashim taking out the blias.
If I should
pick
that as my pot.
But your pot is the iron, right? The iron is not where the achila is, it's a rock. Only worrying about blias over here. So the blias, we're taking a kashim the blias.
Why is the shard not a thin layer of
something else? The shard is not the oil it's staying on. They're affecting it. It's a reaction between the. I don't know how the. You guys tell me the science over here. Because the reaction, one versus another, it's the reaction, not the blias. A second aspect of this discuss is really, we'll get to Sifu Gimel when you have a patch over here. The problem with a patch on top of something is that it will stop the blias from coming out. So what happened? The pot was put on shine, they put the handles on. You have to remove the handles. So Kamal of Yashuman says, once you get the kasher correctly, go kasher, you have to take off the handles also. If you buy this brand new pot, the handles are good, stuck on well, because, you know, at least in the beginning it's stuck on well, it takes years for it to get loose. But you have to come along and take off the handles. Come along the Chodeshani and the Vazir, and they tell you, no, you don't take off the handles. So the Chodeshani, why? Because the Etzem, the Shum Etzem is potent. It's not really a problem. But why are we machmer for it? Because the Chodesh says, why is it to be machmer? The Etzem, don't worry about the handles. So, Chodeshani is brought down that he says the reason why we machmir Chodeshani in Pesach Perek Yod is that Be'etzem the Shuman itself is pogum. So Be'etzem should be no issue. But the Chadnish is machmir, so the Chadnish will be machmir. But take off the handles, you have to take off the handles.
You have a Chumel Chadnish or not?
Right, exactly. So therefore, he comes along and says, you don't take off the handles. A third question they do discuss, Be'etzem says, well, you have to take it off because Manashach, he doesn't be machmir. And a third thing they discuss is, had a kasher, we know to do our calling kasher maybe on the inside. Here, since it went on the outside, you have to make sure you kasher on the outside. So again, the Rashi says you have to make sure mamish kasher on the outside. Again, the Shlomazama with Sada maybe can do it only on the inside. Gets about why. So it comes out on the Tati Machmer, they have to discuss three aspects. Number one, how to kasher, Nachmazai or not. They'll say a golo, they'll say you have a bayam tala golo, Chadish Mice, and they underslide with Machmer. You have to take over the handles, and we exactly do that golo, in the inside or the outside. Now, Lemaisa, again, as far as I know, most of us over here, we're never kashered our brand new pots. Question is, why? What's the tzad to be make over here? So, first, Rabelki, when he says over in Shir, once he's recording and he wrote in Shulchan Alevi, or they say about kashered, so he brings down the Mavar, the Metzis, is that the Shuman that they're using is kosher. There's no trefus at all. No trefus. It's heter. No, that's all heter gomer. Except, on the fact that there's no shkoch there, maybe things changed. Fine, but the Meister Metzias is, as far as they ever checked into it for over the years, it's Heter, Aleph.
Same thing everywhere.
As far as they write, they check whatever they can, it was Heter, Aleph. Number two, I'll tell me no hashgacha, maybe it changed. Come along, ask your client, says fine. Let's say it changed to be yes, sir. But now, when you burn it on, it's offer. It's offer. It's not oichel. It's offer. Offer my mutter. Number three.
Why
let's say
offer just when we're burning it outside
offer? It's burning it. It's fire. It's, they say they put on 2,000 Celsius, they say, they burn it on.
No.
That's so hot. I heard one person say, once it's 1,000 Celsius, whatever you want. Burning eyes, show me. No. Fine. Number three, they want to tell you. No, fine. You want to tell me it's not, maybe comes straight, maybe it's not offer. They want to tell you the mice, the thing they're still burning on is pogum. Again, even the Chodesh Shani himself writes, Avozim, Nashikon, say, well, it's pogum. Whether the thing itself is pogum, or mitzat, the other thing that makes inside of it makes a pogum. It's pogum over here. Void of Moshe has a Chodesh, we mentioned already in the beginning of the start of the sermon over here. That we're going to say, Eina ben yoyma or to ben yoyma, says the Prim God ben yoyma, but only when it's shaykh to be ben yoyma. When it's not shaykh to be ben yoyma, it won't be goyzer. So, Moshe, there's no way getting a pad over here that's ben yoyma. Not possible. Not possible. So, why goes it Eina ben yoyma to ben yoyma over here?
Don't you work in the
factory? No one's getting it after cool it down, they have to wait. It's not possible. Void comes over to Moshe and says, Sugyo Shefa, how much bleed is it coming out? Left of the Sugyo of Shefa over here.
That's all.
And therefore, the Mechabin Simon Tanktes, Sim Zayin. Elamai, you tell me, don't pass the Mechaber. They come along and said the Pesachim say, when's Pogum? In this case, a Pogum. There we do. Elamai, maybe that's not enough. It's a Mashu with the case of Pogum. Maybe that's not enough. Let's come along the Pesachim say, it's Enim Ben Yomai. And the Moshe says, Enim Ben Yomai is Shefa. The meaning of the Mice is to be Michael over here. So you have to realize, it's not Osir. And even if it's burnt out, even if not that, it's Pogum. And even not that, it's Shefa. Even not that, it's together, please, Pogum. With the Isma Mashu of Enim Ben Yomai, with maybe not going to Ben Yomai. So as a national climate, he brings it down. He says, "Fukhazi ma'ida amad abar and no one kashes." That's the minhag of national climate, right? So we have the Piskei Teshuva says the minhag you do everyone kashes. He's an Eretz-Yisrael. He's a Ramot, right? Ramot. Piskei Teshuva is the Maestro of National Climate in the Baruch Park. He says, "Fukhazi no one ma'ida kashes." He has brings down the Mitzvah Svaras over here. That's as far as they know what the Ilm over here the Maestro does. And even the Machmirim, I'm not exactly sure what he Machmir. Lulei covered in the Chazanish. But the Shulim himself says that. That's a mispogum, but he says so. Let's be machmir. Let's take over the handles. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Nobody says as far as
now they do throw in.
You have to get it out with that temperature.
No. No, that's tati machmir. It's machmir zayir. That's a question.
No,
now they do. There's one other point they point
out. Comes out with 2,000 degrees. Since it went in at 2,000.
No. No. You see, we don't say that. Now they do say one other aspect. They get to aluminum per se. They have a bio with aluminum that maybe some of the there sometimes the oils come off with it. Now, how much is there exactly? Dan Weiss and Schumann discussed aluminum pans. He says it's 6 halakim of, I think, of 100 million, right, over there. But 1/6 of, the question how much is there exactly? It's very small. Yeah, 6 halakim in 100 million. That's how much. 1/6 of 100 million is over there that they schmid on is exactly is this problem of this trafe thing over there. They point out that the amount that comes off maybe is ma'at. The loch we know is Simukuf Gimel and Sefei. The Arpais Gimel Chashuchon the Yad Yudah Gimel Paskin. When it's Maat, it's Nois Tam Lufkam. Even though it's Be'en Mamish. Come along the Dine Rice and Shuvah and says in the case when you wait a long time, the Kuli Amo the Chol Nois Tam Lufkam. I mean the Homa Chloks over there once a day, 2 days, 3 days a week. At the times we get the pots, it's a long time. You want to know the Kuli Amo by Lumen Pans, it's not a problem. The Kuli Amo. That's the Dine Kuf Mitzad the Mamosh. That's the top of it. Therefore, it seems to be that to be Machmavir fine. Now those machmer, but as the klal says over here by us, b'shvuach zuki is loy masakinon. Those words, but see if all of us far as the ma'aser of why simply than hogo, as Menashe Klein says, pukhazim ma'ida amad abar to leave it as is.
But
Jeff Medad says to go kasher. That's not yeah. On the stamp, they say they take care of two things. Number one, the Mishkal Ma'aser is beseder, and number two, the onto do tefillas kelim. They did tefillah for you, or the boy Yid made it.
Unless it says move on the call.
Unless it says
move on the call.
Okay, let's right. That's a call. Even with that stamp,
it says move on
the call.
No, for the train.
Yeah, because
you have to tefillah.
Yeah, but not the Mishkal.
Rhetorical question.
Remember,
so
just
want to
reuse your
pants.
Just take
a phrase
on the song. As far as I know. The next sugya, Sifyud Beis. The sugya of kashing the handles of the kli. The words over here, the mechaber is kol ha-kelim. All kelim, you have to kash the handle. They point out two things. Number one says kol ha-kelim means whether it's your knives or forks or pots, any kli. Aleph. Second, says the Mishmur, kol kelim means whether it's cheres, whether it's mateches, whether it's eis, kudaima, all materials. It means all kelim, all materials. You have to cash the handles. Now you read the Shulchan Aruch in Tzivi Beis slowly. It says 3 points in the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the Mechaber says lachachila do a case of agolo. Number two, the Amos says b'di eved, if you do agolo only inside, not the handles, it's kosher b'di eved. Number three, lachachila do the case of iroi. So you have to find each one. There's hagolah, mutter, and iroi. What's the chashashis? How do you get around the chashashis? What's the issue over here? We have to define each halach. We said three separate halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to know exactly why. Each one. First, come on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you have to do a gola to the handles. You have to take the handles, you have to do a gola to it. Why do you have to do a gola? So read the Mishibur slowly. He says four different reasons why. Number one, he says, in case of matechas, chamuk tasa cham kula. Sugi that we all know, that it goes in the lobe and the particle into the handles itself. If you had screws, you mentioned already, latafko. In the case with all one piece, over here, chamuk tasa cham kula. The second reason, come on the Mishibur, is maybe that you wash them together in the kli rishon, the dishwasher. Therefore, you have this pot over here with a handle to it, and the handle washed together in the kli rishon over here, and therefore it got dirty. Means how you washed all things together. Second reason. A third reason: miuch by case of a machvas, similar to a frying pan, things spray, spritz out. And therefore, you have bayah, means that things are spritzing in the frying pan, oil's frying out, and spritzing out, and hitting the handles over here. The third reason. A fourth reason: Mishmur says lenot sekon ayin aleph, because your hands are dirty. Are you touching the handle?
So
your hands are dirty, touching the handle, and therefore the handle, something gets hot over here, could get us near a fire over here.
Obviously,
not
yet,
because you're touching. No. And your hand, and therefore, like, you're saying your hand make it dirty, and comes onto the handle itself. And therefore, you have a bayam inside, your hands are dirty, and therefore, made the thing over here to be balayam. Those are four reasons Mishmur himself brings down. If you want to bring down a fifth reason, maybe you spill things on top of it, that was chametz. Or a sixth reason, the Shabbos brings down, that maybe you put your handle inside food. Fine, we have four reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. It's enough to deal with the four reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. We have the reason again, either Chametz or Chamkuloi, inside you wash them together, inside the Tzitzit, that you spray out by a case of a Machbas, or you have dirty hands over here. Come on, the Ramon says, what's the Lachu B'di'evet? Once you took this pot, you did a gola in the inside, you did not cast the handles, what's the Lachu? The evidence is mutter. What happened to all four reasons? We just asked them four reasons, what happened to all four? So the Mishnah Berurah is very simple. Mitzad the sugya of Cham Tzotz and Cham Kulay. You said it was similar to the Paiskim, that when you cash the inside, there's also be pilot. Adei Cham Tzotz and Cham Kulay. Mitzad, the idea over here that I spray to wash the hands are dirty, which answers all three with one answer. Atzuki Isloy Machzakinon. Atzuki Isloy Machzakinon. Therefore, the Gerta, again, the first reason Cham Tzotz would cash that way. The next reason said Cham Tzotz and Cham Kulay. Now, the Mishnah doesn't go on further, bringing down what the case by Sakya is. Because he was saying over here, Aksuki Loi Machsakinan points out the Taz, the Gemara, Daf Lama Beit, and Sochim says, Idiv Roishkin, Rechushim, Medina, the handle of Adam needs an issue over here. Kimistoma, Api Roiv Pomim, the handle might still touch straight. And Khanami says, Mishabura Bigjan, Mukhor, Chaim, El Yabataz, by the handle of Muchot tonight, you won't have this heter. You won't have this heter. But otherwise, in all other cases, you have a heter, Aksuki Islam Machsakinan, Cham Tzotz, Cham Kuloi. Now, they do come out on this case of Bidiyavet. We're saying that you kashed only the pot and not the handle. Let's say now the handle of the pot touches food. Are we going to ask the food? Okay. He's going to cash the handle. The question is, we're saying Cham Tzotz Cham Kulay, we're saying you're going to cash the other side or not. The Maisi Kamal the Mishavua, the Mishavua says that we're saying Cham Tzotz cashes even the handle, not like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes clearly, the halacha is, we're saying but the ever is good means only to use the pot and not the handle. The handle Maisi will ask her. Therefore, the Shaitim points out, as the Chok Yaakov and the Goyin, the Rav and the Seem, the guy, to look at Magen Avraham. That means it's a passion of reading the Ram over here, that when you catch the inside of the Eved, it's good, and even that handle of Maiso will not ask for something. Now, the one goes on further, and the one says, L'chadchila do a case of Iroi. How does Iroi take care of all four problems? So, go through all four cases. Mitzad is to give Cham Mitzotz and Cham Kulay. What exactly happened over here? How in the world is Iroi, Kasher, answers. Why? Because how's it going in? Going in through, went through one side and went through the handle to the other side. That's nichol in the sugya of iroi, and therefore iroi can kasher it. Because it went through the pot, into the handle, it's like iroi and kasher iroi. The Maestro Mishmur does not bring it down. Does not say the words of the Mishmur Magavam, the cash of the Mishmur Magavam. What does that mean exactly? He was only clearly masking. So what's going on over here? And they point out Mishmur does not bring down that far over here. And they point out the Chur with Mishmur holds, we'll get to, that he holds the Cham Tzad, the Cham Kulei works even the Chathilo. Akashi, the pot itself is enough to not need to do a case of Iyoi, which we'll get to, have a passing Cham Tzad, the Cham Kulei. We know we have a Tadri, a Shach, a Machabra, a Mo. Mishmur sounds like it's Mutal Chathilo, like the Pichodosh. He doesn't, because he did not address this issue. The second issue, Mitzad, you wash it together. Mishmur also left it out. The issue addresses it. I see the Ayaz Vahad addresses it. They left it out. Well, why Mechosh wash it together? The Ayaz Vahad wants to answer. You know why? That's in Mechabah Shichi is Chosh for it. It was not Chosh being washed together. We know the Lach and Simon had a case of Gimel. Nimtza, you find it in draw. What's a Lachah? We always have sex figures over here. Maybe it washed together. And maybe it wasn't hot. Maybe it was Pogum. And who says the Maisa, they touched it in the Mamoshes? The Maaseh could be there, but it's not Choshev the Ganyan. So again, there are four reasons over here. In the Mechaber, the first two, the Mishmur left out. He did not discuss Cham Tzad Cham Kulei, and did not discuss the Indian of washing together. He discusses the next two reasons. He says, what's the reason between Tzad Netzaitzis? He said, very simple. Netzaitzis is Iroi. Iroi Kashas Netzaitzis. It's that idea that your hands and Maaseh are dirty. So Mishmur says with the words of the Ganyan, he tries to explain that over here, since it's only getting cooked inside Mitzadacham Kulei, and he is touching it, is Nichelke in the level of Iroi. That's the Mishmur brings down from the Goyin, and the Iroi takes care of the Cham Tzadacham, with the hands touching it, is Kain Iroi and Kashtu Iroi. Adkan. That means he had four issues, two of them he took care of in the Amor Iroi, he left out the case of Cham Tzadacham Kulei, left out the case over here of washing it together.
Now, this is a burning hot. How does the taka go in? Your hands are dirty. How does it? Why is it called
trip? Because the thing's getting hot over here.
No, it's not. How hot is it?
Again, Mishmur is coming from the Goyin. The Goyin says, "Al Cham Tzad Cham Kulei."
How hot is it?
Is that is where the Goyin is not Chaim Gomer? It's not a complete Chaim. It's a Shvach Chaim.
No, Lashon could go in or not.
It can, but it's Shvach. And if Iwe also catches it, like Iwe does, clip it's a Shvach. Iwe Shvach.
How much Cham Kulei is not in heat? It's in traveling.
Fine. So they're saying a Chiddush over here. That's again, I'm saying it's a Chiddush Mishmur from the Goyin that is nichel the level like Iwe. It's not a real heat. It's a quasi heat. The quasi
really
heat. It is hot, but it's the level of being belay. A cliche can be belay, right? Cliche can be 1,000 degrees. Who cares, right? Here also with mice, the heat source has coming through chamut tzotzai has a level of a not cham gomer little get of iuri.
That's a finish.
And iuri catches it.
Maker than shirimotes.
No, it's also no an answer.
It's not enough heat.
Every iuri will answer. About the Iroi. The Iroi Kash, it's a level of Iroi. It's Nichol Negev Iroi. Now, just to put now the idea of Cham Tzad Cham Kulei together, what's come down to Sivya Beis, the Mogavim over here, there's a Meshbuah, Chayodim, how to put it together. Just do a recap of Kuf Chav Aleph, Sivav, together with Al Sugya, put the two things together over here. First, we know the Gedek Ham Tzad Ham Kulei with Gemara Pesachim and Daf Ayin Dalel. But the Sugya of the discusses when you want to use a spit by the Karm Pesach, often make sure the spit's not metal, only in case of water kedaima. If not, it'll be Ham Tzad Ham Kulei. And what's cooking in the Karm Pesach? The spit that's metal and not the Eish. The Torah says Eish has to cook it, not the spit. Building upon that Sugya, there's a Mavuch among the Rishonim. How do you apply the Ham Tzad Ham Kulei? So one, we have the Rajva that's brought down by us by the Beis Yosef at the end of by Yud Aleph. You mean on the Rajva? The Rajba says when it goes, you make something issa inside the pot, it'll ask the whole entire pot, but you cannot cash the same way. It'll go in when it won't go out. That's what makes it being down b'li chalik by us. B'li chalik, meaning down that way. And therefore, if you read the Mechaber in the Yodaya, we not blush in Yishremim, Pasha sound like it went this way. Well, chesh, the Rajba, shita the maestah goes in. And won't come out, it cannot cash the two chamuk tzatzah chamuk b'loi. I said, Hashem, the Baplut to the Rajba is either round or raw, the Taz and Shafing down in Kol Chafala. And they disagree. They say Allah is once it goes in, we'll cash the same way. Cham Tzad Cham Kulei, the mice will come out over here. So machloek is, do we say by Hechsher Cham Tzad Cham Kulei? Again, the Rajbal mice, he himself is Machmer, and the Mechaber again went this way, the Pashtus. And if we look at the Mogar Vam by us, the mice is Machmer. He said we pass him like the Rajbal. Chachmazadim, he brings down, maybe it has to be removed, but we can't make it, even that, not that simple. But otherwise, mice, the Mogar Vam by us, passing like the Rajbal. Atzad Hasheni, we have this Ra'ah, the Ran, the Tor came along in Yerodeh, the Maisa, he was Mekel. The Ponomiyah was brought down by the Peskashuvah, the Pichodesh, the Maisa, they come along to Mekel. Atzal Shlishi, the Lachla Meister, the way how the Tzai says, and people go to Ma'as, the Meister Paskins, but the Evidi can't be Mekel. That means first, how do you Paskin and get to go inside a Kashim Tucham and Tzatzoi? Machlik is either the Atchila you can, that's the Ro'ah, that the Pichodesh ones go, either you cannot, it's not work at all, that's Rirash, but it's Mokavon by us, or the way Pimgom said, but the Evidi can, the Taz. Now, we did say, even the Tzad doesn't want to be Machmer, the Rashba says you cannot catch through Chamot Tzosai. He said, but in the case of a terrible of Vadi can. That's a Gemara in Zerachim that Tzadik Vav being Zan, by the case by Kochim, he can do it by a terrible of Budim, by the case of Chor Basu B'Cholom. V'aid also the Taz being after Rashba, if you do a case of Libun on part of it, and again the whole entire thing, that also might still be work. Now, Noch the Mekilim, the Rashi, that says you can catch through Chamot Tzosai, Cham Kulay, the work by the case of Libun. Also, we saw Mavucha negate to that. The Shach, the Maish says it did not work according to the Ra. Mash Enkel Levush says it does work according to the Ran. And the Das of the Torah, we saw Machlokes, Taz, and Shach, and Yerodeh had a Paskin, did it work by the case of Liban or not? The Swat Machal versus Liban versus Akolo, because Akolo is being pilot, a Liban is being a case of, sorry, of burning it out. Now, negate to us, we have this Machlokes. How is Ramal the Maish Paskinning? The point that Lahuri of Steer is Ramal. We are the Mon Yerodeh versus Ramal or Chaim by us. The Mon Yodeh says, what's halacha? You want to go kasher? When it went through b'miksas and kasher through b'miksas. Passing like the Ran of the Raw. Maisa's words are, kabbalah kachpolta, it sounds like a case of the Chatkilo. The words of the Rambam by us says, but the Eved, the said you can't be Mekel. In fact, the Achoinim, the steer is Rambam versus the Rambam. Rambam said over the other Chatkilo, and we're saying, but the Eved. What's the steer over here? And Tazi is the same question by us, but yes, the steer is in the Torah. Yes, in the Torah, and the Shach is in the Rambam. In the Shach and Yodeh is the question of the Rambam. The Torah is and the Taz is on the Torah. So one way of answering it, the Taz and Shach both answer the same thing. When it says over there in Yodea to go Kasher, it means only B'dievet. Doesn't mean like Hachila. Hachila could not be Semichon Kabbalah Poltoi, and only means the case of B'dievet. Otherwise, you have a steer verse the Ramah on the Torah over here. Only B'dievet, not a case of Hachila. The Maisa, if you read the Mishabuah slowly, and the Pichodesh is very clear that way, not that way. Mishabuah again, he left out the Yisod of Chamot Tzatz and Cham Kuloi. He said, but the evidence, what do we choish for? We have other reasons to worry about. Your hands are dirty over here. Your tzaitz is over here. And the evidence, the Pichodesh says very clearly, the Ramah holds, you want to cash that way, Chamot Tzatz Cham Kuloi, Mut Ramah, even the Chatchilo. Why the Ramah saying over here, only but the evidence? You have other reasons. Because your hands are dirty. Another reason. Why? Because I have the evidence of tzaitz. And therefore, when he gets in the loch of Iwe, Takira, we only discuss those two in Yonim. But it sounds like the Mishabur, Chamot Tzatz Cham Kuloi, Mut Chatchilo. Either Ramah, Ramah again has other problems, that's why it says B'dievet. Very simple way of answering Ramah. And therefore, Loch Lamaisa, are you going to kasher through Chamot Tzatz Cham Kuloi? Read the Mishpu by us. It sounds like the Chachil you can, not like the Taz and Shach. The Chachil that you can.
And the whole B'dievet and Ramah is for these other things.
Yeah, that's it, because he goes on, and B'dievet, I the Chachil, what to go do? Anyway, he said two things. Well, he forgot Chamot Tzatz Cham Kuloi, why did he get it that for? What? Okay, you got a question. That's first the different ways to understand. Now, that's first that area. I'm discussing when it went in fully, had a kasher Chamot Tzatz Cham Kuloi. That's one big mavucha. A second mavucha also brought down over here. Who says it goes in? That means the whole Rashba assumes it goes in, doesn't come out. And the Rosh saying it goes in and comes out. Come on, the Shach with the Magavam over here wants to disagree with. The whole assumption that it went in, who says that's true? Who says it even went in at all? And therefore, come on, the Shach is not bringing it right. Simen Tzag Dalad and Simen Tzag Ches came along the Shulchan Aruch, down, when you put a spoon inside a pot. Spoon inside a pot. How much of the spoon you have to mishar against the pot? That means you have a tray spoon inside your kosher food. How much of mishar? Whatever went inside the pot. Whatever's sticking out, you don't have to. I just spoon my teches, chamot tzatz cham kuloi. Elamai, we don't say this halacha. Chamot tzatz cham kuloi, we get a Pesach, we do not negate to our sukkah. We don't say it. That means the shach sticking does not go in at all. It doesn't go in. It's not being right for the Shabbat Kedeshin. And they bring my Ram Mil Tzedek that way. What time the mice does not go in? Come on, Magavan, but also says, what's your kasha? What's your raya shach? Mishal Hal Karve. The case in Tzagdalet, discussing you put your spoon inside, is discussing the act of being pilot. Here it's discussing the act of being nichnas, going inside. Yeshal Chalak, is it the police can go inside? Avadiya, side the Rashba, side the Rosh. They both agree, side the Rashba, side the Rosh. Oh, both agree it goes in. The Greek goes in, the question, does it come out? But everyone agrees it goes in. And then the Magavram says, you're wrong, Shach. Either, well, use the word of Meilech, so it means Lav Dafko. But the Vada, the Loch is, the Vada goes in. Malach Hashach. That means you have a different Mishpul over here. What is he paskin? Malach Hashach. Mishpul is very clear. The Maaseh goes in. Goes in. It also goes out, like the Ra. Mishpul paskin is not like the Shach, like the Mavogram, it goes in. That means you have a second Mavuch over here. Does it go in or not? Now, those the Maaseh pass like the Shach, there's a Chavadas, there's a Yad Yehuda, there's a Prim Gordon, they pass like the Shach, it doesn't go in. The Maaseh Hashem, Mishpul over here, the Chochma Zodim, and the Mogavram, they come on the Paschal. The Maaseh does go in. Does go in. Now, even though that Tzad was saying it does not go in, the Shach himself has two exceptions to the rule. One exception was the case of Aladei Eish, very good. And the other case when it says, well, on the other side of the Maaseh gets hot, it also goes in that situation. That means just what comes out, Chamuk Tzotzei, make it Sikum. Number one is it can be Nichnas or not. Those who want to say the Maaseh, it won't be Nichnas. That's the Shach from the Yamshu Shloimo, Chavdas and Yad Yudo, Atzal Shein, the Taz, Magarom, and the Mishru, the Maaseh, they say it does go in. Chacham Zadim does go in. Even those who want to be Machmer, Mekel, they want to be greeted Machmer, are the Eishu gets hot. That's one question. A second thing, the Maaseh, if it goes in, is that Golb and Mitzvah, does that work or not? Three different Shitas. Magavam, the Maaseh, come along and says to be Machmer. El Rav Prim Gom says, B'diyeve, Mishpul, and Prichon, it sounds like even Chachilo, Cham Tzotzah, Cham Kulik, and Kasher halfway. Now, we're not going to go through the case we went through already last time. We mentioned last time, that's why your double oven has all these problems. Maaseh, it goes in. If it doesn't go in, the other side gets hot. What's Alad Eish? If you have to make sure you have a Shkach on a double oven. The Gaiti, a double sink, we mentioned last time, that we have a bunch of reasons why to make it. One very simple reason, for the Shach, the question doesn't even start. So that we can get to the other side over here. Sorry? Sifu Gimel. In the case of having it patches on top of your Caleb. Now, first of all, we don't have patches on our Caleb. If you have patches, you better get a new Kli. The Mavuch over here, the
Gaiti. That's
two things. One is we don't usually have it. The Chash over here, we're worrying about, Mishmur is very clear, the basis of, and the Rishonim have two different reasons what we're worried about. One, we have the Rashba's reason, the Chashan is Be'en, behind the patch, and Be'en cannot be cashed to a case of a goal, you have to a case of Liman Gomer over here. Or, Be'en Liman Kal, right? Liman Kal, Mishmur is Liman Kal. Masha Enkein, we have the Rosh's reason that there's a Blias that are behind the Blias Shavai, and the patch is blocking the Blias from coming out, and therefore we have to cash to a case of Liman Gomer in that situation. That's not between the Rosh and the Rashba, Liman Kal, Liman Gomer. Now they point out practically Mizmanazet, even if you have a patch, you mean to are you Shivish? They do with a welder. It's well done. A well done Mishmur, the whole place coming down, it burns out the area and you don't have to worry. So we don't have patches, even if you do the mice, I'll see you if it does not apply.
What about the Kli?
They just, what? Yes, us. The only upgrade is now is going to be the handles. That's not going to get it to us. That means the handle is costed by the new pot. So any pot you want to cash for Pesach. So come along with the Mishbura, and he already discussed this earlier on Sif Gimel, when you have the Sakinim with the Gumas inside. Basically, you have any handle, either the handle not stuck on well together, or scooted together, and maybe got very loose over there, or maybe my mosh got over there. Come on this farm, you bring them to the place called Kasher Pesach. In America, maybe you see a person kasher any pots. Come on, I don't think I've ever seen a pot being kasher in Pesach. Because Gemara says, Ashirim, get new pots for Pesach. But here, they tell me they do it. No, because then Gemara says, yeah. But the Gaiti over here, the new kasher, they tell me they take off the handles. Why? Because it's Mamash Asr, Yosef Yigimel, the case of Gumosh. There could be Mamash stuck behind you. I'll unscrew it to see. Now that Mamash is not where the Achil, I'm not sure what that is exactly, the little grime over there. But Maisa, you have to clean behind that area well. There could be also maybe that Blias one over there. And it's that reason they tell me, and therefore it's brought down the Chodshani and the Voz, they tell me they should take off the handles if you can. You cannot take off the handles, not that simple to go kasher for Pesach. Again, anyway, as far as I know, more places in the Maaseh get new pots for Pesach. Yeah. Well, I bet you next time, be Mamsha.